Now, let me ask you a question. Would you like to have someone live with you in your house for your entire life, or for all of eternity for that matter, and they didn't like you? Instead, they actually hated you? No. Wouldn't you want, if somebody's going to live with you in your house for the rest of your life, you'd want them to be somebody who loves you? Well, yeah, of course you would. Well, so does God.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. As we bring the series to a close, Daring Faith, the Key to Miracles, Rick will take a final look at how to have a bold, unshakable faith that gives you the courage to impact the world around you. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about how you can get an amazing audio collection that will help you live an extraordinary life of faith. It's called the Daring Faith Complete Audio Series by Pastor Rick Warren. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a message called Daring to Go in Faith.
A very powerful and generous man prepared a great banquet, and he invited many prominent guests. And when the banquet was ready, he sent his servant to go and tell those invited to come. He said, come, for now everything is ready. But they, that's those invited, all began to make excuses. And the first guy says, I've just bought a field and I must go see it. Please excuse me. And another said, I've just acquired five pair of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me. Still another said, I just got married, so I can't come. Now, when the servant reported this, the owner of the estate became angry. And he told his servant, go quickly into the streets and the alleys of our city and bring in the poor and the crippled and the blind and the lame as my guest. And the servant said, Master, we've already done this, but there's still room for more in your banquet. And the master said, then go out of the city to the roads and the country lanes, and go everywhere and invite everyone to come so that my house will be full. I promise you this, not one of those people who ignored my invitation will ever get to taste what I had prepared for them. That's a sad statement, that a lot of people in life are never going to get to taste what God had prepared for them simply because they didn't accept the invitation. They were too busy. Now, God has prepared a generous banquet for all of us. It's a party in heaven that's going to go on for eternity. And the food's going to be like nothing you've ever eaten. I'm waiting for that. And the Bible says God planned this party because he's gracious and because God is generous. All generosity comes from God. And the Bible says God wants a full house. He wants a lot of people in heaven. He doesn't want a few people in heaven. He wants his house full. Full. Now, I want you to notice three things in this story. First thing is that God says that some people are going to reject his invitation. And he said when they reject it, they're going to regret it. Those who reject the invitation will regret it. And he says, not one of those people who ignored my invitation will ever get to taste what I had prepared for them. How dumb is that? To miss a party that God planned for you. But a lot of people do it. And notice that the excuses that people gave for not participating, they were all lame. The first guy said, oh, I can't come to the party because I just bought a field. Really? It's going to be there tomorrow. A field's not going to move. What's going to be any different? I just bought a farm. I got to go see it. Really? Could you not wait a day and go see it? That's a dumb excuse. Second guy says, I just acquired a new business asset. I got some new oxen. That's like saying I got some new equipment. I just got some new physical assets for my business. And I'm going to let my business keep me from accepting God's invitation. The third guy says, I just got married. I'm going to let a relationship keep me from accepting God's invitation. These are all lame excuses. But then he says this, if you are a servant, remember he sent the servant out to go get all the guests? He said, if you are a servant of God, your job is to bring in the guest. So, question, are you a servant of God? Are you a child of God? Are you in God's family? Are you saved? Then this is your job description. While you're here on this planet, if you claim to be a Christian, you claim to be a child of God, you claim to be a servant of God, this is your job description. Go invite the guests. He says, that's what you're to do. I want you to circle a number of things in this passage. First, circle, go and tell. Circle the phrase, go and tell. And then circle, go quickly. And then circle, bring in. And then circle, go out of our city. And then circle, go everywhere. And then circle, invite everyone to come. Those six things, go and tell, go quickly, bring in, go out of the city, go everywhere, invite everyone, that's your job as a Christian.
That's Pastor Rick Warren. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
What happens when you have faith? How do you get ready for a miracle? What do you do while you're waiting on God? Those are some of the questions Pastor Rick examines in the Daring Faith Complete audio series. This series will help you to develop a deeper faith so you can live a life of adventure and a life that is blessed by God. This is a series you will want to add to your audio library so that you can listen again and again. And it's also a great way to share God's truth with your friends. The Daring Faith Complete audio series comes as a 10-CD box set or as an MP3 download, and it's yours when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with two R's in the middle, .com. Today is the last day to get yours, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
God says that some people are going to reject his invitation. And he said when they reject it, they're going to regret it. Those who reject the invitation will regret it. And he says, not one of those people who ignored my invitation will ever get to taste what I had prepared for them. How dumb is that? To miss a party that God planned for you. But a lot of people do it. And notice that the excuses that people gave for not participating, they were all lame. The first guy said, oh, I can't come to the party because I just bought a field. Really? It's going to be there tomorrow. A field's not going to move. What's going to be any different? I just bought a farm. I got to go see it. Really? Could you not wait a day and go see it? That's a dumb excuse. Second guy says, I just acquired a new business asset. I got some new oxen. That's like saying I got some new equipment. I just got some new physical assets for my business. And I'm going to let my business keep me from accepting God's invitation. The third guy says, well, I just got married. I'm going to let a relationship keep me from accepting God's invitation. These are all lame excuses. But then he says this, if you are a servant, remember he sent the servant out to go get all the guests? He said, if you are a servant of God, your job is to bring in the guest. So, question, are you a servant of God? Are you a child of God? Are you in God's family? Are you saved? Then this is your job description. While you're here on this planet, if you claim to be a Christian, you claim to be a child of God, you claim to be a servant of God, this is your job description. Go invite the guests. He says, that's what you're to do. I want you to circle a number of things in this passage. First, circle, go and tell. Circle the phrase, go and tell. And then circle, go quickly. And then circle, bring in. And then circle, go out of our city. And then circle, go everywhere. And then circle, invite everyone to come. Those six things, go and tell, go quickly, bring in, go out of the city, go everywhere, invite everyone, that's your job as a Christian. If you've truly been saved, you've truly been transformed, you're truly born again, you're truly in the family of God, that's your job description the rest of your life here on earth. You are to go and tell, go quickly, bring in, go out to our city, go everywhere, invite everybody to come in. This is what it means to dare to go in faith. I got to thinking this week, how many important words in the Christian life cannot be spelled without G-O? You can't spell God without go. Gospel, good news, goodness. And so I wrote down here on your outline, I must go to obey God. I must go to do good. I must go to live the gospel. I must go to become godly. I must go to reach my goals, and I must go to share the good news. These things can't be done without go. Go is included in these things. And here are some practical ways that you can be a goer. By the way, have you ever heard the phrase, he's a go-getter, or she's a go-getter? What does that mean? A go-getter is someone who is determined to succeed, and they will pay any cost and put forth the extra effort and do the hard work and do what's unexpected in order to succeed. That's a go-getter. God wants you to be a go-getter for the kingdom of God. He wants you to go and get other people because he wants his house full. God doesn't want a few people in heaven. He wants a lot of people in heaven. And so our first goal in FAITH is 40,000 in worship each weekend by our 40th year. Why? Because Jesus said, urge anyone you find to come so that my house will be full. You know, sometimes people say, well, why don't we just, we're big enough, our church is big enough, why do we need anybody else? Well, what if I'd said that when we had 500 people? You wouldn't be here. Or when we had 1,000 or 2,000 or even 5,000, you wouldn't be here. There would be a lot of people headed in the wrong direction, not headed to heaven, if we didn't keep reaching out. As long as there's one person who doesn't know Jesus Christ, this church is going to keep reaching out, because God has never made a person he doesn't love, never made a person he didn't die for, never made a person that he doesn't want in heaven. So we're going to keep reaching out. The Bible says the Father is actively seeking people who will worship him. You could help start an extension worship service. We're doing them in prisons. We're doing them in assisted living homes. We're doing them in hospitals. And we're even doing them on college campuses. For instance, Saddleback Rancho Capistrano has an extension at the Dana Point Harbor at the boathouse. And a couple hundred people come to worship there. Saddleback Huntington Beach, or it's now Newport Mesa, has an extension in Corona Del Mar at the theater. And people go there. Chino Prison started 40 Days of Purpose, and they're doing the services of 40 Days of Purpose in Chino, and there was so many prisoners wanted to come to it, they started having given tickets to get into chapel. Can you imagine that? So many people wanting to go to service, giving tickets. And a guy told me just recently, a guy walked in with a ticket, and the guy looked down at him and said, this is fake. He goes, where'd you get it? He goes, I bought it on the black market. I go, wait a minute, somebody's selling tickets to church that are fake? He goes, well, yeah. He goes, I really wanted to come. And the guy said, well, look, as long as a fire marshal isn't here, come on in. So they let the guy in. They were just worried about how many people could sit there. We right now, Saddleback Laguna Woods is doing extension services in 16 assisted living homes. The thing is, right now we have 11 more that have asked for us to come and start the services, but we don't have the volunteers. You could do that. You could go once a week to a worship service with elderly people and just encourage them and show some love to people who feel like they're forgotten. I remember when we started a worship service in assisted living, and a lady said, you know, I thought I'd never get to go to church again after I moved in here because I can't leave. And so we're doing that. And then I want to challenge you to accept a personal Daring Faith goal. There on your outline, I want to challenge you to pray and trust God to give you the privilege of bringing one person to Christ in the next 3 years, that I'll help them to be baptized, join our church family, join a small group, get involved in our church. You know, if every member reached one other person in the next 3 years, that'd mean we'd double. I mean, we'd have 100% growth and more people would be headed for heaven. That's a good thing. Is anybody going to be in heaven because of you? The A in faith stands for our second goal, which is during the next 3 years, we're going to assist 250,000 needy people, hungry, poor, sick, needing help, tutoring, jobs, training, things like that, through our local peace plan. Why do we do that? Because Jesus said, whenever you care for the least of these, you care for me. The I is a third goal, which is we're going to interconnect our church family through new technologies. We have now new technologies that allow us to stay connected to all of our campuses and all of our small groups and all of our Bible studies, things like that, stay connected. And we want to do that because the Bible says, then you'll be all joined together and you'll give glory to God. The fourth goal we have for Daring Faith is to train 25% of our members to be global leaders. They're going to be global leaders in the church, in business, in arts, in media, and in the community through a new Saddleback Global Leadership Training Center. That'll be a three-story building that we're building to train all of our campuses in leadership development and to send out through the technology that we just talked about. Why? Because the Bible says in Matthew 5, the church is to equip God's people to do his work. That's Ephesians, actually. Equip God's people to do his work and to build the body of Christ. And 2 Timothy 2:2 says, take the teaching that you've heard from me and now teach it to other reliable people who will be able to teach it to others also. And then the H in faith represents help take the good news to the last 3,000 unreached tribes on earth. We call this the final frontier of our global peace plan. Why? Because the Bible says in Matthew 25, Jesus said this, this gospel will be preached as a witness to all people in every nation, and then the end will come. Now, there's one problem with that verse. There are still 3,000 tribes in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no Bible, body of Christ, no church. They have never even heard the name of Jesus. Still, 2,000 years later, there are 3,000 tribes, they're all small, spread out all around the world, that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. Jesus said, I'm not coming back till there's somebody from every tribe has come to know me. The Bible says it twice in the book of Revelation, that around the throne in heaven, there will be people from every nation, tribe, people, and language. We take that serious. And at Saddleback, we say, we're going to go after to help finish, take down that final goal. We're going to do it with other churches. We're going to get other churches involved. But you could help do that. And here's some opportunities to grow in faith. You can assist and support in one of our four international campuses, Saddleback Berlin or Buenos Aires or Hong Kong or South Manila. We love these campuses, and we love our members there. And I just talked to a guy who's 80 years old who's going to spend a couple months at Saddleback Berlin just to help out any way that he can. First, we're going to go to God for help. We're going to go to God for help. We know we can't do it on our own. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles 16:11, go to the Lord for help and worship him continually. The Bible says in Psalm 34:10, those who go to the Lord for help will have every good thing. That's a promise. It's a promise. Psalm 37, verse 40, God helps them and rescues them and saves them from the wicked because they go to him for protection. Let me show you a couple others up here on the screen. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:12, we can go to God with bold confidence through faith in Christ. And the Bible says in Psalm 34:22, no one who runs to him loses out. So where are we going to go first? We're going to go to God. We go to God for help in all the things he's called us to do because he gives us the power to do it. Number two, second thing we're going to do, we're going to go together for support. We're going to go together for support. We're much more effective together. We're better together. We can accomplish more together than we could ever on our own. As I said, one drop of rain doesn't make any difference, but a million drops of rain can turn a desert into a garden. And the reason we're going to join together and cooperate is three reasons. First is life's tough. Everybody agree with that? Life's tough, and you need support. The Bible says in Acts 14:22, Paul and Barnabas strengthened the disciples and he encouraged them to remain true to the faith, reminding them that we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. It's not an easy path doing the right thing. It's much easier to be selfish. It's very easy to be selfish in life. It's very hard to be unselfish. And we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. So life's tough. We need to go through it together. Not only that, anytime you try to do something good, evil's going to oppose you. Evil always opposes good. And the Bible says in Philippians 1, I want to hear that you're working together and that you're struggling side by side to get others to believe the good news. That's going to the good news. Don't be intimidated by those who oppose you. You've been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for him. We're in this fight together. So keep on loving one another and working together with one heart and purpose. Life's tough. We're going to have opposition. But there's another reason we work together. It's because we can afford to do more together. And together, we're going to do stuff that nobody could do on their own. You couldn't, and I couldn't. And this is a significant symbol of what happens when we work together. You can't always go to every nation in the world, but you can help send people. In fact, the Bible says it like this, for 3 John chapter 1. We must support believers who go on trips like this so we can work together with them in spreading the truth. And then the third thing we're going to do. What are we going to do? We're going to go on to maturity. The Bible says it like this, Hebrews 6:1. Let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity. 2 Peter 1:8. The more you go on in this way, the more you will grow strong spiritually and become fruitful and useful to our Lord Jesus. You know what the sad thing is? Some people just don't want to grow up. They don't want to grow up spiritually. They don't want to have their faith stretched. They don't want to learn to trust God in everywhere. They're afraid to trust God with their finances. They're afraid to trust God with their time. And as a result, they live in baby beach their entire life. They never go out into the deep end of the pool. And they kick around in the shallows and live a very shallow life because they're afraid to trust God. And the Bible says about them, 2 Peter 1, anybody who fails to go after these additions to faith is blind or very short-sighted and has forgotten that God delivered us from the old life of sin so that now we can live a strong, good life for the Lord. We're going to go on faith. We're going to go to God. We're going to go together. We're going to go on to maturity. And number four, we're going to go tell the good news using every available means at every available time to reach every available person, including mobile apps and everything else. We're going to make history.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. If you'd like to live a life of extraordinary faith, then you're going to want to get your own copy of the Daring Faith Complete audio series. Here's Rick to tell you more.
What happens when you have faith? How do you get ready for a miracle in your life? How do you prepare yourself for God doing something you've never thought possible? What do you do while you're waiting on God? These are some of the questions that I answer in the Daring Faith audio series. Now, this series is a series that'll teach you how to develop a deeper faith. And that's so important because the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says whatever is not of faith is sin. So I want you to get this Daring Faith audio series to show you how God wants to grow your faith. Now, this Daring Faith Complete audio series comes with 10 CDs. Did you hear that? 10 full CDs boxed in a set or as an MP3 download. In Ephesians 3:12, the Bible says, because of our faith in him, we dare to have boldness, courage, and confidence in coming to God with freedom and without fear. I want you to be able to come to God in prayer that way. Now, I believe that God will use this Daring Faith Complete audio series to lead you to a deeper faith where you trust him in all things. So don't wait. Get it now. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send you a 10 CD box set of the Daring Faith Complete audio series as our way of saying thanks. And you can choose either audio CDs or high-quality downloadable MP3s. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.